So we have analysed these conventions and the provisions in relation to Polish law. Now, it's true to say that we need to undertake additional analysis to really look into the details. This is ongoing, so we hope by the end of this year or the beginning of next year we'll have the results of that analysis and we'll be able to take a decision. With regard to Collective Bargaining Convention 154, Polish law is not currently aligned with the provisions of that convention. This means to say that collective bargaining is not possible in the civil service. We don't want to ratify that convention with Polish law as it currently stands. Now, with regard to Convention 189 on domestic workers, this has been analysed once again, and we realised that we're not in a position to ratify it as yet because domestic workers, which are limited in number in Poland, are not referred to in the Labour Code specifically. There are various provisions in civil law which could be used, but even so, we're not in a position to ratify the convention. Now, with regard to the protection of trade unions' rights, we have two laws governing any violations of those rights. First of all, workers must turn to the National Labour Inspectorate. That is something which occurs between 150 and 250 times a year. The inspectors examine the complaints and all the available information. As a result, they can refer the complaint to the courts. That happens between once and four times a year. In the most serious cases, workers may turn to the prosecution service. They explain their case to the prosecutors and they can draft a complaint to the court. Statistics reveal that there are 1 to 2 convictions per year because of violations of trade union rights. Thank you.
Thank you. And now the questions will be answered by Labour Law Department in the Ministry of Family, Labour and Social Policy.
Thank you, Mr. Minister. I want to address the question on harassment.